My name is Cheryl Shea, and I'm the Crossfield Farmers Market Manager.
Joining me is Cheryl Shea with the Crossfield Farmers Market as we get set for Pete Night Days and the big rodeo weekend in the Crossfield. Cheryl, let's go through the big day, which, of course, is going to be the Saturday, June the 8th. How does the day get started?
Well, the day starts with the Crossfield Ag Society hosting their free pancake breakfast, which goes between 8 and 10 o'clock, and they generally serve about 1,500 plates, so I highly recommend getting there on great breakfast. And after the Ag Society breakfast, then the parade gets going at about 10:30, and it goes to about noon, and the Crossfield Chamber of Commerce puts that on. Then the Crossfield Farmers Market will open at about noon, and we run till 4 o'clock.
Tell us what kind of things are available at the farmers market and how special it is to be a part of the rodeo weekend, and if that boosts your attendance at all.
Being part of the rodeo weekend is super because the farmers market brings its own unique shoppers into town, and the rodeo brings their people into town, so everybody benefits. Downtown is busy, the parade route's busy, the pancake breakfast is busy. The farmers market, we do have a bunch of new vendors for this, and a lot of them are specialty vendors that are rodeo stampede related. We have leather works, we have some fun t-shirt folks, and we have a lot of food, of course, because we're a farmers market, so we've got fruits and vegetables, we've got distilleries. You name it, we've got it. We've got baking, we've got frozen foods, we've got spices, everything. We've got actually the perfect combination of take home for the weekend. So we've got spices, distilleries, we've got meats, so you're set to go home right to the barbecue in the backyard if you want.
That's great. When people come out to the market, do they need to bring anything with them, and what do they need to know?
We hand out 300 free shopping totes from the farmers market for the first 300 shoppers. I always recommend packing a cooler, because we have everything from cheesecakes to cold distilleries to frozen foods that you can take home. We've got pierogies, cabbage rolls, meat pies, everything. So I always recommend when you come to a farmer's market, bring a cooler.
You bet. Where does it take place, and what do people need to know about parking?
Free parking, free attendance. We will take food bank donations if you are able to do so. The market runs from 12 to 4. And it's at the Crossfield Community Center, 900 Mountain Avenue.
That's excellent. Cheryl, anything else that you want people to know as the summer progresses about the Crossfield Farmers Markets?
Crossfield Farmers Market opens up their summer season, which is the outdoor season, on July 4th. And we run Thursdays 3:30 to 7. It's a great rural market. It is an outdoor market, and it is also at the community center in Crossfield, so 900 Mountain Avenue.
That's great. Do you guys have a website or a Facebook page that people can go to for more information?
Yeah, we have a very active Facebook page, so also Instagram.
Excellent. So check out the Crossfield Farmers Market there. And, of course, head on down on June 8th as part of the Pete Night Days Rodeo Weekend in the Crossfield. Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.